leader!
Order, order.
The Prime Minister's confidence in his Minister of Foreign Affairs was under scrutiny in Question Time following the Auditor-General's announcement of an inquiry into the expenditure of public money on the Saudi Arabia Food Security Partnership, otherwise known as the Saudi Sheep Farm Deal. Questions to the Prime Minister came from Greens co-leader James Shaw.
Will he stand down the Honourable Murray McCulley as Minister of Foreign Affairs while the Auditor-General investigates the Saudi Arabia Food Security Partnership? If not, why not?
Right, Honourable Speaker. Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, no, because I do not believe it would be appropriate to do so in the circumstances.
James Shaw called on the Prime Minister for consistency.
Given that Judith Collins resigned prior to an inquiry being launched on the basis of one email, why has the Prime Minister not called for Murray McCulley's resignation, given that there is now an investigation into his actions?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Speaker, well, I note that Ms Collins resigned, but I'm also advised that the officials confirmed that the transaction was lawful within the scope of the Ministry's appropriation in the purview of Cabinet, and I'm quite happy with the transaction.
But Judith Collins' resignation wasn't the only precedent Mr Shaw sought to exploit.
Given that Phil Heatley resigned over a $70 expense claim, why has the Prime Minister not asked Murray McCulley to resign for making a $4 million payment of questionable legality?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, I'm pretty sure what the Auditor-General will find is it's not of questionable legality, it's lawful.
Mr Shaw then took a different tack.
Why should Kiwis be represented on the world stage by a minister who is under investigation for yet another possibly unlawful payment?
Mr Speaker.
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
The Minister's not under investigation. No, he's not. The Minister is not under investigation. He has my 100% confidence.
Failing to make headway in questions to the Prime Minister, James Shaw also ran into trouble when he launched the weekly general debate following Question Time.
Murray McCulley is under investigation by the Auditor-General for making illegal payments, and yet the
order,
Prime Minister...
Order. I apologise to the member.
The Speaker, David Carter, said he had a point of order from Leader of the House, Gerry Brownlee.
Mr Speaker, it's a general debate and there may be debating points raised, but it is simply incorrect to say that the Minister, Mr McCulley, is under investigation. He is not.
The Speaker agreed with the Leader of the House.
There is no investigation under a minister himself, but it is a debating chamber, it is the general debate, so there is some latitude in the way things are stated. I invite James Shaw to continue with his contribution.
So that he did.
Murray McCulley is under investigation by the Auditor-General for...
Order. I've just ruled that that's only going to cause disruption. The member is not under investigation. I invite James Shaw to continue his contribution without such reference. It's causing disorder.
Mr Shaw then tried another approach.
Murray McCulley's ministry is under investigation by the Auditor-General for making illegal payments. And yet...
Greens co-leader James Shaw in the general debate. Back to Question Time now, and also seeking to put questions to the Prime Minister was Labour leader Andrew Little.
Point of order, Mr Speaker.
Point of order, Andrew Little.
Mr Speaker, this question was originally set down for the Prime Minister, and I therefore seek leave of order. The House to have the question transferred back to the Prime order. Minister.
The government had transferred the question to the Associate Minister of Finance, something which the Speaker explained was allowed.
No, I refer the member to Speaker's ruling 1695. I'm not prepared to put the leave. It is a prerogative of the government to decide where the leave has gone, where the question's gone to. They've made that decision. If the member wants to continue asking it, as it's on the order paper, he can do so.
Although the opposition leader waived that opportunity, a later primary question to the Prime Minister from New Zealand First's Winston Peters gave Mr Little the chance to put forward supplementary questions.
Does he regret his pledge that he wouldn't let, quote, New Zealanders become tenants in their own country, end quotes? If not, why has he today refused to stand by that statement? Is it because he's ashamed of selling out New Zealand by rubber stamping every overseas buyer's application for the last 4 years?
Yes. Right, Honourable Prime Minister.
Again, that's the first part of the question, no.
Prime Minister John Key. Now back to the start of the day's sitting and this announcement from the Speaker.
I regret to inform the House of the death of the Honourable George Frederick Gere, CMG QSO, who represented the North Shore electorate from 1966 to 1990. I now ask members to stand with me and observe a period of silence as a mark of respect for his memory.
the Speaker, David Carter, there. Following question time and the general debate, MPs undertook debate on the committee stage of the Health and Safety Reform Bill. I'm Rhys Lyon reporting for ParliamentToday.co.nz with funding from Parliament.